USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Without offering any new solutions to fix inflation, President Biden on Tuesday calls inflation his top domestic priority.
The economy's gone from being on the mend to on the move. But I know the families all across America are hurting because of inflation.
This, as AAA reports, the national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.40 a gallon, a new record. With only six states below $4 a gallon, Georgia still has the least expensive gas in the nation at $3.90, but that's up 6 cents since Monday. And Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says as summer approaches, we can expect prices to continue to rise.
Americans want to get out, and we're just starting to see warm weather heat up. Demand is still very strong against a backdrop of supply that's been shrinking.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
The House passed a nearly $40 billion package to give more humanitarian aid and military assistance to Ukraine. Before the vote, House Majority Leader from Maryland, Steny Hoyer, made an impassioned plea for lawmakers to pass it.
Talk is cheap. This victory for democracy is not. It has never been.
The bill passed by a 368-57 vote and now heads to the Senate, where leaders in both parties have indicated they want to get it quickly to Biden's desk. Consumer debt is on the rise as Americans try to keep up with soaring prices. Data released by the Fed Reserve Bank of New York shows household debt increased by $268 billion in the first quarter of this year. Credit card balances rose $71 billion from 1 year ago. Mortgage, car loans, and student loan balances also increased. Overall household debt is now $1.7 trillion, higher than in 2019. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The White House is defending pro-abortion protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices, saying they're peaceful, after the home addresses of several conservative justices were leaked online. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the protests are illegal and only meant to sway the decision.
Now, people say peacefully assembled. That's not true. The message behind showing up at someone's house is, we know where you live. We're going to make you uncomfortable. We're going to make your family uncomfortable. And by the way, there's 100 of us here. 99 of us are going to go home. And you never know if one whack job either here or somewhere else is going to show up in the middle of the night and try to harm you.
A state is letting voters decide on term limits.
Michigan voters will get a say on term limits. On Tuesday, the Michigan legislature voted to put a constitutional amendment on November's ballot to revise the state's legislative term limits law and require state elected officials to disclose their personal financial information. If passed, the amendment would let lawmakers serve up to 12 years entirely in one chamber. The initiative also requires top-level politicians to file annual financial disclosure reports starting in 2024. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Phoenix Suns and Miami Heat were winners in the NBA playoffs on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.